When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, gorgeous. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a great day so far. Welcome to the Dr. Daff Show. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Daff, and I'm so happy that you're spending time with me today. Thank you for tuning in as we complete our series, His Crown, where we talk about how you, my love, can bring good, godly character into your marriage by honing in on the fruit of the Spirit. These are the character traits that the Lord Himself manifests through you that can emanate into your marriage and bless you and your husband. Today we're talking about how to be a faithful wife, faithfulness in marriage. This is not just about staying faithful in terms of not committing adultery, not stepping outside of your marriage with another man. This is faithfulness in terms of making sure that the marriage lasts, that you endure through hardships, that you continue on through challenges, that you stay up and upbeat and up to date on your marriage, that you're constantly checking in, fine-tuning, and continuing to grow your love for one another. It's a deeper concept than just staying faithful. It's about your faithfulness towards your marriage. Before we get into the podcast, I just want to send a special shout out to Sophia. I met her today at the mall and she really blessed me. She just told me how much she loved my podcast and how much it changed her life. And she was just the sweetest, most beautiful person. And I'm so blessed to have met you today. You made my day. So I want to just say hello and thank you for your support and thank you all of you ladies. I wish I could meet you all and maybe one day I will, but thank you so much for your support and your kind words that you share with me on social media, when you repost, when you send me personal messages. Sometimes I don't even see it until like a year later, but when I do see it, it really does impact me and I'm so grateful for you. So with that being said, I want you to go ahead and sit back, relax, get something to drink, get something to write with, and let's talk about this. When we talk about being a faithful wife and being your husband's crown, I want you to think of it as the idea of you blessing your own marriage, you being that blessing to your marriage. That's going to take you deciding to be a certain kind of woman, to stay on track because you want to, because you've decided to, regardless of what's actually going on, how difficult it is, how hard it is. You're deciding this is who you want to be because this is a person that's going to bring blessings to your marriage. These are all seeds that are being planted into your beautiful love story. And as you water your seed with your behavior, with your choices, with your attitude, your daily decision to be a certain way, you will see a beautiful flower sprout out. It does take time and patience and lots of prayer, but those seeds that you're planting and that watering that you're doing will bring a harvest. So what does it mean to be faithful? The word faithful from the Webster Dictionary reads, remaining loyal and steadfast. So you are remaining loyal to your relationship, to your marriage, and steadfast in it. Now, when you get married, you have aspirations and hopes and dreams. You want this marriage to be blessed, to be beautiful, to be fun, to be full of love. We want our marriages to last. We already know, we don't have to talk about this over and over again. We know that the divorce rates are very high when it comes to marriages. So we need education and practice on the things that make marriages last. We need to, first of all, know, what does it take for a marriage to last? What does it take for a marriage to be healthy? And how do I practice this on a daily basis? Yes, we know that marriage is hard, but a lot of things are hard. Life itself is hard. Raising children is hard. Going to work every day is hard. Working out is hard. Eating clean is hard. Everything is hard. So we don't want something being hard to be the reason why we don't put in effort, we don't put in work. Our marriages cannot just be put on the back burner because the wedding is over, because we already have the ring, we have the last name, we have the title. It is something that we have to continuously work on. It is something that requires maintenance. When you have a car, when you get your nails done, when you get your hair done, all of these things, you don't just do it one time. You have to continue maintaining it. And people will tell you, if you told me today, yeah, Michelle, I'm going to go buy me a Lamborghini because I have $500,000. I'll say, okay, but do you have enough money to maintain it? If you say, I'm going to go buy a house that's $3 million, but that's all the money that I have, and I'm just going to spend it on a house so that way I have my house and I don't have to worry about having a house, I'll say, that's great, but do you have the money to maintain a $3 million house? It's not just enough to be able to get it. Do you have what it takes to maintain it? Because that's what faithfulness is. You deciding that you're going to stick with it. You're going to continue on with it. That you're able to continue on with it. Because buying it doesn't matter if you can't pay the property tax, the bills, all the different things and the fees that come up. That's what's necessary for the day-to-day maintenance. So one of the ways that you can stay faithful to your marriage is by making a decision that you will be faithful to your marriage. And the problem is that so many of us are not able to trust ourselves because we make lots of decisions that we don't stick with. We say we're going to go to the gym twice a week. We're going to start drinking more water. We're going to read one book a month. We make these little deals and decisions with ourselves and then we don't stick to it. So our word to ourselves actually means nothing. It's very difficult if you do not start practicing being loyal to yourself. Staying true to what you say you're going to do with yourself. If you have a aspiration, a goal, I don't want to call it a secret, like a negative secret, but something that you are holding on to until it produces, it manifests, and you say you're not going to tell anyone yet, and then someone asks you, hey girl, how you been? And you're like, I've been so great. Actually, I'm working on, and you just spill it. That's not even being loyal to yourself. You can't even keep your own secret. You have to work on staying loyal to yourself first, staying loyal to the things that you say you're going to do. And then when you make a very serious decision, you are more apt and prone to being able to stay faithful to those things as well. So you make a decision saying that I want to be in this marriage. I want to love this man, whether he is wonderful, whether he is awful. I am deciding to be his life partner. That's part of the covenant that you merged yourself with when you got married. And so now you are maintaining that by your day-to-day behavior. And one of the ways that you can really help yourself to remain faithful is to stay connected to your husband. Connect with him. When we're so busy, we lose that connection. Everything just becomes routine. You may say, hey, hon, and that's all you say to him until it's time for dinner. And then you say a couple other things before bed, but there's no real connection. When are you really connecting with your husband? In order to build a strong, lasting marriage, you do have to do things together. There needs to be an emotional connection, a deep emotional connection. This is more than just having sex. This is more than just watching TV together. It's not enough if you're not connecting emotionally. There is a emotional bank account that he has, that you have, that needs to be filled. It needs to be replenished constantly for you to feel in touch with him and in touch with the marriage. Otherwise, you're two people living together with different lives and you're just roommates. And so you want to make sure that you are intentionally finding ways to connect with him on an emotional level. You're taking time to talk to him about your day. You're listening to him. You're encouraging him. You're asking him how he's doing. You're comforting him. You're asking and finding ways to help him with certain things. You're intentionally planning trips together and weekend things and paying for babysitters or getting help from family with their children so you can at least have one day a month where you go on a date and you actually spend time with one another. These things matter because that's what's going to anchor your relationship on the day to day. Everything will be forgotten as things go. You're going to be relying on memories from 10 years ago when you're not making new ones each day. Another commitment that you can make to yourself in order to have faithfulness in your marriage is by deciding that you're not going to do things that will sabotage your relationship. Things that you know are going to sabotage your relationship. It's one thing to do things unintentionally and not realize that you're making bad decisions and mistakes. But once you know that when you do this certain thing, it irritates him. When you do this certain thing, it causes drama. When you talk to this certain person, it invites problems in your relationship. Then you quickly remove those things from your marriage. If your husband is threatened by your best friend because your best friend is a man, that needs to be reevaluated because there's no room for that once you're married. And I know this is hard for people to hear because you feel like you should be able to do whatever you want and that they should be able to just deal with it. But the reality is, your husband is your partner. They come first before anyone else. And if he has a problem with your best friend being a man, if he has a problem with you spending so much time with your parents all the time and neglecting him, that needs to be cuts. Those people are all important people, but they're not more important than him and his feelings. And when we start doing those things, you start to sabotage your own marriage. Not considering his feelings, not considering the things that you know he doesn't like, but you want to do it anyway because you can. You're making a decision not to sabotage your own marriage. And one of the ways that people sabotage their marriages, really, is with their mouths. Especially women. We sabotage it by the day-to-day little things that we say, attitudes that we have, the things that we want to drill into his mind, the control issues that we have that we don't want to let go of. These things can kill our marriages. When you're married, you want your mouth to be a fountain of life to your husband. You know, when you're really hot, when it's summertime, I mean, it's already spring, right? It's spring is just so beautiful and it allows you to see like the fruit of all of the different things that have been happening during the winter. It just kind of blossoms up and it's so gorgeous to walk around and see, and it starts to get really hot. And in the summer, you're hot, you're sweating. It feels so nice to be able to drink a cold glass of water when you are sweating. It even feels nice to see a waterfall or a water fountain when it's really hot and you just see the water flowing down. It feels good. That fountain of life is so important for our bodies and for our health. Water is essential. And you want your mouth to be a fountain of life, that refreshing, nourishing water that your husband can draw from when he needs it. In the book of Proverbs, it reads, "The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence." Proverbs 10:11. You want your mouth to be a fountain of life. Because if it's not, your mouth will conceal violence and you will start to do things to sabotage your marriage by the way you talk to your husband, by the things that you say about your husband behind his back, by the little things that you sow into your marriage with your mouth. If your mouth is not a fountain of life, this takes practice, it takes dedication, it takes you intentionally deciding to say things that are going to uplift him, to to say things that are going to bring life to things that are dead inside of him. That is part of your role as his helper. You're there to lift him up, not drag him down. And those words are very serious, especially because men are not as easily, you know, able to manipulate words as women are. We tend to allow our mouths to ruin things for us. But your mouth really does belong to him. And you can bless him by being that fountain of life. So when your marriage is not going well, still speak on it with hopefulness. When you're talking to people and they're asking you, oh, how's Derek doing? And you know Derek has been cutting up, acting completely awful, and you want to just tell them about everything he's been doing. Instead, you can be honest and you can say, you know, things are not the way that I want them to be, but I'm hopeful that they're going to get better. Do you mind praying for us? Or can we pray together right now? Is there anything that you can give me to encourage me? Let your words be hopeful words towards your marriage. Don't allow other people to sow words of negativity into your marriage that you hold on to. And when people are trying to encourage you, take it. I have had situations where people have been struggling with their marriages, or I've seen different things happen where maybe they'll read a book or someone will say something, and instead of just taking it in, they're so low and they're in such a dark place in their marriage that they don't even want to let anything in that's positive. They'd rather actually have a really negative banter over it. But when you start sowing those seeds of positivity, they get irritated. But don't let that discourage you. If you are someone who is sowing wonderful, life-giving words to another person, continue doing it, because those words will take root. But you, the person receiving it, receive it. Receive it. Even if it doesn't sound like, you know, it's really going to work, or it sounds like they're just saying something just to say it, receive it. You receiving it opens a door in a spiritual way for you to be able to be healed, for you to be able to have hope and optimism. It's important for you to allow hopefulness to take root into your marriage during those really hard times. That's what's going to keep you going. So speak on your marriage positively and in a hopeful way, even when it doesn't seem that way. Another way to stay faithful in your marriage is by having a demeanor of grace and of love. Your demeanor actually goes a longer way than you think. It's not just about you being there, it's about how you are there. When you're home, when you're around your husband, when you're shopping, when you're at a concert, what is your demeanor like? You know, so many women are hardened and grumpy and irritated and moody. And that's what their husband sees most of the time, is a grumpy wife, an unhappy wife. Your mood really does dictate how the home feels. And whenever you have anyone in a home, in a space, if you're out at dinner and there's one person who's in a grumpy, ugly mood, it just throws off the whole tone of the dinner. We can all feel it, and it doesn't feel good. If your husband gets used to that, this home being a place that just feels dark because of your attitude, it can impact your marriage. And you may find that he's not spending as much time at home. And these are things that just make him want to be elsewhere or with someone else. This may be something that you don't understand. Maybe you don't even know why you're doing this. You don't know why he brings this out of you. Maybe you're having your own issues. Like, you're not eating well enough. You're not taking your vitamins. You're not working out enough. You're not dressing nice enough. You're not doing your hair, your makeup. You're not doing anything for yourself. So you don't actually feel good. So if you don't feel good, you're not able to like show up in a positive way for him. You may need to reevaluate, why am I like this? What is going on with me? It's not him. I actually like seeing him. I'm actually happy that he's home. But when I see him, I just don't feel like smiling. But it's not him. It's me. So what is it about you? What needs to be fixed? What needs to be changed? Sometimes there are some major changes that need to happen. Maybe you're working too much. Maybe you need to talk to your husband about your job. Maybe you need to say, honey, you know, this job is really changing me, and I'm thinking I need to take about 6 months off and decide what I really need to do. Are we able to afford that? When can we afford that?
because when I change, you'll see the change in me. You'll be happier too. This home will be happier. One other way in terms of, you know, going down this road in terms of you being a faithful wife is you faithfully knowing when to apologize. If you know if you've been a very grumpy wife, a miserable person to live with, and you know that because you're miserable with yourself too, like you get it. Taking time to apologize, not just for that, but for anything. If you get into an argument with your husband and you know you're wrong, you know you're wrong. Apologizing if you hurt his feelings or you said something that was just out of line, inappropriate, knowing when to apologize. Many men will say that they are shocked when they meet a woman who knows how to apologize because most women don't. And I know that there's a lot of jokes that go on about women apologizing in different ways, like maybe making his favorite meal or, you know, they don't really know how to say it. So they just do something to bring him in. And that's all fine and well. But really, an apology should be something that comes from your mouth. You should be able to say, honey, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry that I did that. I'm sorry I've been this way for the last couple months. Letting him know that you recognize your behavior and that this is not who you are is important for him to see and hear. Because he wants to see the best in you. He wants this wonderful wife that he knows he has. So when you apologize, you let him know that you're aware that this is not you and that you are planning and willing to change. And maybe he can help you with that. Maybe he needs to take the kids every weekend so that you can go get a massage and get your nails done or visit a friend or visit people who are going to replenish you. Maybe he can help you solve the problem. Maybe you don't know what the problem is, but talking to him about it, he can help you solve it. Don't allow your pride to get in the way of change. Learn how to say you're sorry and learn to allow him to help you. Even if he recognizes it and he says, you know, honey, you've been like really standoffish lately. What is it? Don't be so prideful that he recognized it and that he was on point, like he was right to address it. Say, you know what? You're kind of right. I kind of have been, right? I don't know. I've been feeling like, and you know, just express yourself to him if you're ready. But don't be so prideful that you don't want him to know that he was right about what he's sensing. You are one. So it's normal for him and it's a great thing if he's able to accurately perceive what's wrong, right? Go with it, flow with it, and allow him to help you. Of course, another way that you can remain faithful to your husband is by actually being faithful in terms of your sexual relations and your emotional relations. Choosing not to ever commit adultery and step out with another man. Choosing not to involve yourself emotionally with another man, especially when it comes to people in your hobbies. If you're like someone who's very active with church or in a tennis club or at work, you know, these coworkers, all of these inappropriate relationships, people from your past, choosing not to allow anyone to infiltrate that sacred space. And if you have needs, whether they're sexual needs or physical needs, emotional needs, that you let your husband know, that you communicate with him, that you connect with him emotionally so that you are comfortable talking to him about these things. Because that's how people are able to slip in through those gaps, those holes, those choices of not communicating, the frustrations. That's how they're able to slip in. And that is one of the biggest breaches to your marriage, is to allow another person to step inside of it. That's how the marriages crumble. So staying faithful means that you're deciding that no one else will be able to experience you emotionally or physically the way that your husband does. And making that decision as soon as you say I do and sticking with it. And of course, this one you probably already know, but this is one of the ones that really does impact marriages, is forgiveness. Learning how to forgive your husband and forgive yourself for the things that have happened in your marriage. Maybe your husband's the one that hasn't been faithful. Maybe there have been so many things, financial mistakes, issues that have come up, disasters, tragedies even, that have impacted your marriage and your love. Learning how to forgive, praying to God and asking for the Lord to give you the strength, the words, the ability to forgive. Telling God, you know, I want to forgive him, but I just can't. I need help. And God will help you. He will open up your heart in a way that you've never thought possible so that you will be able to forgive him because you were forgiven and you're continuously forgiven every single day. When your husband offends you, hurts you, bothers you, you're paying with love. You pay that debt with love. Have you ever wanted to go buy something or maybe you had a meal and someone says, you know, I'll cover it. Bought like a coffee and the person behind you says, you know what, I'll cover it. Or someone tells you, why don't you go ahead and get your nails done or your hair done? Don't worry, I'll cover it. How does that feel? It feels so good for someone to say, I'll cover it, right? You feel like, wow, this person took over my responsibility. They took over this gift for me, this debt. They covered it. And that's what you're doing in your marriage. You're paying with love. You're covering his offenses with love. In the book of Proverbs, it says, hatred stirs up conflicts, but love covers all offenses. Your love covers all of the offenses in your marriage. And if you have that mentality that your love will cover everything, that your choice to love your husband so deeply will cover all offenses, your marriage will be blessed because nothing, no threat, no issue, no mistake will ever infiltrate your marriage to the point that it shatters. Your love will cover it. Your love will pay the debt. Your love will seal it up. That's what we want for our marriages. And when you have that demeanor of a faithful wife, one who decides that she is going to stick by her husband, whether he is the best man or the worst man, that she's going to stick by him through sickness, through health, in pain, in strife, in all of it. Of course, protecting yourself if your husband is being physically violent towards yourself or your children, you need to remove yourself from your husband until he's able to get well and get help. You don't want to stay in situations that are harmful or hurtful. But through it all, your decision to love him, your decision to stay connected to God, to help you through all of the trials and the tests of your marriage will help you to see the blessings of God. You can be your husband's crown. You can be faithful to your husband. You can share your pain, your stress, your worries and your fears with God. And he will give you the opportunities. He will give you the grace to be able to bless your own marriage by your faithfulness. So I hope that this video was helpful. I hope this whole series was helpful to you. If there was any particular topic that was especially helpful, please let me know. If there's something else that you know impacts your character with your marriage, please let me know and I can make a video on it. Until next time, my loves, remember that in all things you do, make a feminine impression. I love you so much and I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.